Well, what would you want to tell your kids about today's inauguration? We've been encouraging you to write a letter to your children about it and share it with us. Cindy McIntyre did just that for her new grandkid in Seattle. Here's what she had to say.
To my darling granddaughter, Sophie Lynn, you are nearly a whole month old, dear Sophie. I have the same hopes and fears for you as I did for your father 32 years ago. Despite my mistakes and failings, and despite the outside influences I worried about, your dad turned out to be a wonderful, caring, and insightful young man. I am confident your mom and dad will nurture your spirit and steer you toward the good in this world. In the 1960s and 70s, we wondered if we should bring children into a world that seemed headed for self-destruction. Yet, out of that era came environmental protection, civil rights, poverty programs, and self-reflection about the legitimacy of the Vietnam War. Our social conscience as a nation has seen losses as well as gains as we've evolved from slaveholders to electing an African-American president. Sadly, we are faced with an unprecedented attack on all of the social gains of the last 50 years. Perhaps the new regime, I cannot really call it an administration, will, despite itself, enact some bits of legislation that will fit the criteria of social justice. But the potential for great and permanent harm is far more likely. I won't go into all the details of the hypocrisy and harm we are faced with when Donald Trump becomes the most powerful person in the free world. I worry even more for the welfare of my family, for the kind of world you will grow up in because of this man and the people who voted for him. But I think of girls and women like Malala Yousafzai, Rosa Parks, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Simone Biles, and numerous others who can be an inspiration to you, to all of us, and about the great men who helped make the world a better place. Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, Martin Luther King Jr., and so many others. You'll have to read about them when you're old enough. Be the light, little Sophie. Be better than we are. All my love, Mima.
That's Cindy McIntyre, who's visiting her family in Seattle. And yes, that's her one-month-old granddaughter, Sophie, at her side. You'll find Cindy's letter and others at our website, kuow.org.